And let's go next to upstate New York, where a store is tapping consumer patriotism by only stocking goods made in America. It is called, appropriately enough, the Made in America Store. Daniel Robison sent us this report from the Innovation Trail Journalism Collaborative in upstate New York.
This tour bus is just one of dozens that's added tiny Elma, New York as a stop this year. In the area, to visit sites like Niagara Falls, these retirees are squeezing in a visit to the Made in America store. Owner Mark Andel climbs aboard the bus and tells the group that shopping here is a patriotic act.
When you walk through the doors, 100% Made in America products. Made in this country by American workers, and the money saves in our economy. So enjoy yourself.
Customers pour into the spacious building, which used to be a Ford dealership. American flags and patriotic quotes adorn the walls. The store's theme song plays overhead.
Made in America, stitched in red, white, and blue.
Gloria Giza of Vassalboro, Maine, says she always looks for Made in the USA labels when shopping. But this store saves her the trouble.
Makes me think of when I was young and everything was America, and that's the way it should be.
But Giza admits she doesn't always go with American products.
You buy the best deal you can find. That's what it's all about. And if you can save 50 cents, that's a lot.
Store owner Mark Andel sees the shop as a way for American vendors to gain traction in a retail environment where they've been priced out by overseas competition. This is personal for him. A few years ago, his welding company nearly went out of business after losing major contracts to foreign manufacturers. He laid off nearly half of a 70-person workforce.
You have no work for them, and it's going overseas, and you think, geez, these people want to put food on their table, and they're willing to work. There just wasn't enough work for me to keep them.
At first, Andel admits opening the store was more of an idea than a business plan. In fact, it stocked just 50 items. Now, customers are snapping up its medley of more than 3,000 products. You won't find everything. There's no can openers, coffee makers, or just about anything electronic. Prices are competitive. Jeans for $30. $14 will buy a t-shirt that says, China is a long drive to work. And
American-made toilet paper. 50 cents a roll.
Manager Rob Whalen makes sure each product is 100% American, right down to the glue in the packaging. Vendors have to say where every component of their product is made and sign letters of authenticity. This is necessary, Whalen says, because loopholes in Federal Trade Commission rules allow many items to be labeled Made in the USA when it's only half true or better. Whalen says he spends hours verifying manufacturers' claims.
If for some reason something were to slip through the cracks, we take the product out of the store, burn it, or whatever we do with it because they lied to us.
So far, principal hasn't turned into a profit. Any money the store has made has gone into acquiring new products. Sales have doubled from this time last year, thanks to word of mouth and visits by out-of-towners. Before this group takes off, Andel hands out small flags and flyers mentioning the store's website.
We want to grow these across the country. So thank you. Have a great day. Have a good trip back.
Franchisees are already planning to open more Made in America stores, envisioning it as possibly the next Walmart without the foreign goods. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Robison.